You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. Super excited for today's guest. He's the co-founder with Brian Driscoll. Chad Keller uses Facebook and Google to help real estate investors get more motivated seller leads, and more importantly, help investors to get deals. For over 12 years now, they have done Facebook marketing and search engine optimization for local businesses, startups, and Fortune 500 companies. Forbes, Inc., and all the major publications have recognized them for their skills. They have been fortunate enough to spend millions in advertising dollars to learn the game from the inside out. Digital advertising is their craft that they've perfected for the last 12 years. But 5 years ago, after buying a few rental properties from agency profits, they realized that the true wealth is, and that was, the start of their real estate empire. Motivated Leads is now projected to be at 100K and monthly reoccurring revenue in 6 months. Brian and Chad are currently generating thousands of motivated seller leads for investors nationwide, as well as still making time to invest in single family homes just for themselves. They have more knowledge of the ins and outs of real estate than any other marketers because of they are their own clients. Super excited and welcome Chad Keller to Making Bank today.
Definitely, man. Definitely, Josh. Appreciate that. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess tell us a little bit about how you got started as an entrepreneur. Was this something that happened when you were a kid? What, you know, or is this kind of come later in life because you're like, oh, I love digital marketing and everything?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. So entrepreneurial always been in me. When I was younger, just was always selling things, getting into different things from a sales position.
Okay.
Actually wasn't able to go corporate because of like mistakes that I made when I was younger. And it was actually the best thing that ever happened to me. I had to figure out it on my own. So I started, I started selling like pretzel brittle donuts and things to gas stations, stoning, cold calling, which I always say that like, that was the best sales experience ever, with knots in your stomach, walking into these gas stations and just like, hey, will you carry this product? Will you do this? Sure. Actually got like national food chains, like grocery stores here. But from there, I was like, I can't be making donuts in the middle of the night doing this. And this isn't scalable. As me, like, one of the first things I was doing. So I actually went to a few different startup events, sat down next to a buddy of mine, Phil. And then he got up on, it was the first event that I met him at. And he got up on stage and started speaking. I'm like, okay, who is this guy? Like, must be somebody serious. Like, we're just chatting like cool dudes. And this is what happened on stage. I'm like, this is awesome. So me and Phil connected there. And he was showing me that he was doing marketing. And this was about 10 years ago. Okay. Just showing me like the different ins and outs of marketing, what he was doing. And I was playing around with even at the time, I was just reading a lot on Amazon selling e-commerce and everything on Amazon. And started doing that and then realized the power of e-commerce, but needed to differentiate myself on Amazon. And taking some of the marketing skills and the knowledge that he gave me, started laying wood veneer on metal Amazon products, like even like credit card holders, bottle openers. And then I got into like plastic phone cases, like the wood veneer that you put on kitchen cabinets.
Sure.
Was laser cutting that, putting designs on it, laying it on these products and upcharging four times the price of the product when you put this veneer on it that was under a dollar. Then created an e-commerce brand called Shop Wooden. From there, started doing Facebook advertising. This was back in the heyday.
Right.
Hit boost post and get like 10x return on your money. And you're like, what's going on here? Like something is like, this is crazy. And then when I saw that, I'm like, okay, this marketing, the digital marketing is real. Like, I need to figure this out. Ended up getting Wooden acquired in a year and a half after starting it. Went from there to consulting for e-commerce companies and created an e-commerce agency. So I have a heavy background in e-commerce itself. Still have some of those e-commerce clients that were like with me for like 6, 7, 8 years that I still consult, run ads for, but it's not my primary business anymore.
Right.
It was just kind of like snowball effect and really got into that marketing and I loved it.
That's super cool. What were some of the kind of the big wins that or takeaways that you saw from a marketing standpoint that you're still utilizing now today, you know, for your other venture and stuff?
I mean, it's a lot about marketing itself comes down to like psychology. So I read a lot of like on the bookshelves, like they go endless behind me. I have big room bookshelves, books of psychology, just reading mindset, how the brain works from a sales process standpoint. If you can apply that knowledge, like take the sales process and break it down into digital, into marketing from a Facebook standpoint, that will work on every level. Like, hey, just when you're meeting somebody, you don't just push something in their face. Like, hey, buy this, buy, like if I were to walk in and sell my donuts to a gas station and say, buy this now, put this on your shelf. Like, what's going on? So right. Kind of introducing that to them, getting to know the person, creating those funnels from a marketing aspect, really learning that from the wooden days when we were trying to just push heavy for sales and then like diminishing returns would happen. And it's like, what are we doing wrong here? And then reading like psychology behind things and applying that to every business now, kind of building that true marketing funnel has been amazing.
Cool. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of Making Bank. And one of the really cool things is just like we have Making Bank highlights on Amazon. I want to tell you about this app that I found that is amazing. It's one of the most useful apps on my phone. And to me, having those business success hacks, different things like that, that are going to speed up your time, because time is very important and valuable. So the better ways that I can optimize my time, I'm always looking for. And it's my secret weapon to learning new things. I love listening to audiobooks. I always listen to audiobooks when my kids and I are heading to martial arts throughout the week. And so we can condense a lot of information and talk about it and really learn. It's always hard to find time just to sit down and read a full book. And when you don't have that free time, you can't read or work on personal development. So there's an incredible app that I found that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. Blinkist is what I'm talking about. And if you don't have it, you need to get this right now. Download it on your phone. I want you to pull out your iPhone right now or your Google Android and find Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. And it's really unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, your web browser. And the Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read and listen to. 15 minutes. Think how much time saving. They're going to highlight all the points. Successful people like myself, other business leaders as well, are well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly. So you can start using the information right away. Start applying that. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or even while you exercise. There are 12 million people that are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from the bestseller list, as well as classic nonfiction titles you are always meant to read but never had the time to. So for me, when I use Blinkist, is when I jump on an airplane or maybe I'm in an Uber and I need to have that quick to the point. And also too, if I need to, maybe somebody I'm interviewing on my podcast here for Making Bank and I want to get the highlight points of the book because I don't have time to dive in and read all of that, I use Blinkist to jump in, listen to that, and you know really be able to understand what the book is, what it's about, and those highlights from that. You know, a couple of the most recent ones are Sapiens, It's a Brief History of Humankind, and Getting Things Done by David Allen are some awesome ones that I've recently checked out on Blinkist. So I want to give you guys a special opportunity right now, since you're listening to Making Bank. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our Making Bank audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Making Bank. Try it free for 7 days, as well as save 25% off your subscription. That's 25% off. That's Blinkist, Blinkist.com/Making Bank to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/Making Bank. Again, Blinkist.com/Making Bank.
And what were some of your big takeaways, you know, from your initial business experience growing growing the first company that you had and that you were able to utilize and now transfer, like, you know, whether it was mindset, whether it was failures that you were able to learn from and then, you know, not, you know, hit that now with your new business?
Yeah. So like the first company, like sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do because that's how you're getting by, but it teaches you what you love and what you don't like to do. Sure. Like I hated manufacturing. I hated dealing with China, but I love the marketing aspect of things. Like if I could just sit there behind a computer and sell these products all day and do that, I would love it. But like I was running, like meeting with dealers in China and like structuring, like doing all those wire transfers, waiting on goods, all of that. I didn't love that, but you really find like what you love through that process. And then you can kind of like build your ideal business off of that, like service-based. Like, okay, it taught me that like I love marketing. What's the next business from there? A service-based business, not a heavy startup cost inventory-wise. Was able to take that skill. But the main thing is shots, like just taking shots. I tell everyone that. I'm just like, no matter what, like you're going to fail and you're going to learn. And you're going to keep failing. You're going to keep learning. Like even in our business now, like we hire people, very high-level people that we take shots with and pay them very high hourly rates to just come in and consult. And some of them work out, some of them fail, but I learn from it and we keep learning from it. So it's just continually taking those shots.
No, that's awesome. I think that's huge, you know, and I was probably a couple of years ago, I was had a conversation with a friend and we were kind of diving in how they were really rapidly growing their business. They went from like 10 to 40 to, you know, 60 million over like 24 months. And one of the big things is kind of what you just talked about is they would hire people in from a consulting perspective for like an hour or 3 hours or whatever it may be, people that were C-level people that used to run a similar company that may have been a competitor, that may have been else. And they would bring them in, consult with them for 3 to 4 hours, pay them really well, and then take and apply that. You know, obviously there's no confidentiality issues and things like that. But, and I think he said it was huge that dramatically increased their business.
Yeah, did that in my last company. I was fortunate to get together with some really good founders and saw, and they taught me that of like, hey, don't be afraid to pay these people this wage or this wage. And what you're going to learn from them is going to 10X your business. So 100%. I mean, that's because when you're starting out, you don't want to spend, like, you're like, oh, this is crazy paying somebody right. $250, $500 an hour. But like the knowledge you gain can put your head 3, 4, 5 months a year from that conversation.
Definitely. So, so tell us a little bit about, you know, that kind of spun into your agency and then how did that get you in the direction of, generating real estate leads, you know, from that?
Yeah. So, agency life, I'm back in it now, but then, with the Fortune 500 companies and things like that, it's stressful. And if anyone knows, like, especially e-commerce, you can have a great week and then you can have a terrible week and you might not change anything with ads. And it's just the market at that time, but that stress sure. that you get from growing somebody's business is crazy. So from there, I got into affiliate marketing, which was more passive, kind of like you gamble your own money and have companies pay you per lead. So really started to dabble with that a lot initially and just running, just gambling, getting a return on my money. Even if it was $4 or $5 a lead, but you're producing thousands of leads a week. It makes a lot of sense. And realized that like, hey, this is helping me hone in on my craft, what I do. But also give me the freedom to not like be tied down to clients. So got into that a little bit, then paired up with some guys and created a marketer hire. It's actually a business that's similar to like Upwork. We pair marketers with freelancers, took that from like a $0 to $100 million valuation in about 18 months we did that. And it's still running and everything. And I'm more sit back on that business now. And then got into passively invested in real estate. Cause I had a buddy here that was like, I'm like trying to figure out like, okay, I'm investing in the stock market. It's cool. I don't get it too much. It's not fun. But my buddy was like, look, you can go buy this house and then refinance and get all of your money back out of this house and go buy another house. And I'm like, so you're telling me like I can just use that same money and keep compiling it? And he's like, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm like, okay, well, we need to figure this out. So I started doing it. And then now I think we're at, I've been doing it for a while, but I think we're at like 25 properties now. But we just keep compiling them. But we were getting all these leads from like, doing my lead gen. I'm like, okay, well, he traditionally did like bought off wholesalers, cold calling. I was like, dude, let's throw up a lander. Let's do some lead gen around this. It's like, I right. bet we can get these people. And here we're getting like all these leads and like going to, and then we went to investor meetups and these investors are doing like direct mail and like all these traditional marketing shows. I'm like, guys, like, listen, we can fix this for you. And that's where we came together and created Motivated Leads. And we literally went to these meetups, everything, and said 100,000 in monthly recurring revenue in the next 6 months, I think, in your opening. We got it there in 3 months.
Wow.
Just completely just transformed it from a digital aspect and blew it up. And now we're just steamrolling ahead, building out different avenues of revenue and all that for these real estate investors.
That's awesome. And so then the leads that you're generating, are people looking to sell their house, or is that kind of what you're targeting?
Yeah. So in real estate, especially investors, they're always looking for off-market homes. Like if they hit Zillow, like especially nowadays, they're going into like bidding wars. Like my brother right. in Baltimore, he has to pay like $40,000-$50,000 over to get the house that he wants. Investors, that doesn't make much sense for them. So what we call a motivated seller is it's somebody that's, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like in a drastic situation in life where like, hey, they're a hoarder and they can't list their property because it's such a mess inside that the only option they have is to take a cash offer for it.
Okay.
And you do have to pay like straight cash for these houses. But like, for instance, like me and Brian, we look for a house that we can get off market anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000.
Okay.
We get one of those houses, put about 20,000 into it. Then we hold on to that house. Once we put 20,000 into it in the neighborhood that we buy in, it assesses at 220. So we could turn around and flip that house and make 100 to 70 grand off of it if we wanted to. But what we do is we're building the portfolio because we know over time real estate is always going to go up. That $220,000 property in 10, 15 years is going to be worth 320. So if you don't need the money back at that time, you can just keep grabbing these houses and do that. But yeah, it's people that are going through divorce, people that hoarders. Sometimes you have like somebody left them a house in the family because somebody passed away. But really specialize in getting those type of deals. And those type of people through the funnel.
No, that's interesting too. So then you guys are taking the house, fixing it up, and then are you guys, I think you mentioned it earlier, refinancing it and pulling the extra 100 out to flip into another property? Is that how you're cash flowing the whole process? Or
yeah, typically that's 100% how we do it. What we do though is like, say we buy a house for 100, sometimes you can put 40, 50, 60 into that house. And you can grab 140 back out. So you're kind of like 40 in the hole.
Okay.
But what we do is we leave, because if the crash happens like in 2008, like something right. like that happens, we'd be in the hole and be in debt to that property.
Sure.
But we know that if we only take 100, like 60% of that refi out, another 100 out, and then put the money back into the next house, that if a crash happens, we're always fine. But that's 100% what we do. We just keep refinancing all the way down the line. But we do have some money tied up in these properties from a repair standpoint. But if a crash happens, we can at least sell it for the amount that we bought it for and the amount we have into it.
No, that's smart. Because, I mean, I've talked to other people, you know, and they are, you know, a lot of them pull out that full value. And, you know, they don't have that buffer, that cushion, you know, if something did come back and hit them.
Yeah, it's got a lot of people over leverage. Like I know guys that are over leveraged by millions just because they have such a huge portfolio, which is just like scary. Like, I'm scared. I've lost everything in my life before, so I'm not trying to do that again.
Right.
We're very conservative on our side. But those guys in this game that just keep compiling, because you can do it. I mean, it's a great hustle too.
So with our company, we've always scrambled and struggled to try to find great platforms to hire on. And then one day we came across Indeed. And so if you're the hiring expert for your company, what you really need is help making your shortlist of quality candidates easier. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier as well. You need Indeed. And again, Indeed is who I use. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3, post, screen, and interview, all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for candidates that meet your qualifications and schedule a complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, that is super important, giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately, and Indeed skills tests. On average, that reduces hiring time by 27%. And if you're like me, you want to get back as much of your time as possible. So use Indeed. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests or add your own. And then you can add the must-have requirements. So you only pay for the applications that actually meet what you need. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you definitely need Indeed. Get a $75 ad credit at Indeed.com/MakingBank. Again, Indeed.com/MakingBank. This offer is valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
So your main focus is the generating the leads. How is that setting aside? Because you said, you know, with direct mail, and a lot of people aren't really doing direct mail these days because it's kind of been coming back around. Are you guys seeing more of it trending back that way? Or is there still a lot of, opportunities in the digital space, especially with all the changes that Google's made over the year or recently and with Facebook and things like that? Is that still a good platform to be focused on?
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's kind of like the backbone for our business, but like you can't stay stagnant ever. Like you have to keep testing. Like every single month we're spending just $20,000 on creative testing. Mm. And that is okay. Just testing different ad creatives. And as those ad creatives hit, we plug them into our clients' campaigns. And that's like how we stay a little bit ahead of the game. From a direct, there are still clients that do direct mail. We did direct mail for real estate up until about a year ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We did like handwritten looking, like the letters look like they're hand stamped, handwritten. There's so many services out there for direct mail in the real estate game. And a lot of these guys do it just because a lot of investors are older and they don't know digital. And they still do it and it works here and there, but I don't see Google, Facebook, all of that going anywhere. I mean, if anything, it's going to shift to like TikTok or whatever it may be.
Right.
I'm a firm believer as like, hey, this demographic on TikTok right now might be 13 to 18, but those parents at one point are going to want to know what their daughter and their grandchildren are posting. So they're going to come to the platform and check it out and things are going to shift. You saw that happen with like Facebook, like Instagram, it used to be like 18 to 30. Now Instagram, like my mom's posting Instagram stories. It's like you just see, cause like she wanted to know what I was doing. She wanted to keep up with my life. She wanted to keep up with everything else. And I get it. And so I think it'll just be evolving digitally. Who knows what the next thing will be, if it's VR or whatever it is to buy ads on, as Facebook's talking about, but we'll see.
So kind of throughout your different ventures, I mean, what's kind of the biggest 3 things that you've learned that have improved your life, improved your business? You're like, okay, guys, you know, the 3 things have really helped me overall. People can either apply or model after.
So like at the end of the day, nothing beats like work, like just working your ass off, like nonstop to where like in the beginning, you have to do it. Like you have to learn it from inside out. So I'm a big believer in like hard work pays off. But organization and structure, I was someone that was always like frivolous. I would like go to bed at like 3 a.m. and then like wake up at like 8 a.m. or like not have any set stretch because I'd just be working and doing this. But now I have like a very strict schedule, especially because I have kids now, where it's just like, hey, I go to bed at this time. I wake up, I journal to like, basically my journal is more so like structurally in my day. Like I was even telling my fiance this morning, like how stressed out I was about what was going on today. But then I came in my office and wrote down like everything that I had to do for the day. And just like the weight just lifted off my shoulder. So it's like, okay, it's not that much. I can do it. So I'm a big, big believer in that. And then I would say the other thing is just like, you got to say no to a lot of things along the way. Like that, especially if you're an entrepreneur, like you're just like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do this. And I'm finally at the point to where like, I can say like, no, I have such a great growth trajectory on this business that like, I can't do that or I can't do that. Yeah. It might be a lot of money now. But I know if I keep building this way, it's going to be a lot of money in 2-3 years.
Mm, yeah, no, I think, you know, journaling is huge. Just being able to transfer that information, you know, to paper. So you're like, even if you never go back and look at it, you're like, okay, maybe it wasn't as important as I thought it was in my head.
But yeah, it's just, I use this thing called the Panda Planner. It's just awesome. It's just like, what are you grateful for? It asks you like what you're grateful for. Cause it really like makes you think like, I don't sit back and think that like, I have an awesome life for where I live and my age and everything. Like, this is great. Like, but I don't think like that. I'm just always like, what's next? What's next is when you hang out with like the peer group of people.
Right.
Oh, you see that? Like, I'm a big believer of you are who you hang around with and they drive you. So like me and my buddy were talking about this the other day. Like, why does like Elon Musk and these people, like, why aren't they just like sitting on a beach relaxing? Like at this point, but like when you're in that competition, you're around that peer group, I see how it like keeps driving you. So that really like keeps you grounded and everything, like a journal like that. And it's just writing things down is a game changer.
Awesome. And how old are your kids?
I have a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a, she's 1.5.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
So, all so it's me and
yeah.
Out. So yeah.
What, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's just awesome. I mean, it's yeah. Cool.
What, so having kids and, you know, growing your business and everything, what's one big takeaway? I have 3 kids too. So what's one big takeaway that you've like kind of, it's opened up your mind or whatever it may be at one, have, you know, having kids and then, and being able to manage your business growth and also spend time and have family time and everything.
Yeah. I actually had an employee that we just hired, ask me the same thing because he has a kid on the way. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like when you first have kids, like it's super stressful. Like there's a lot, it throws you off your routine. It's hard to stay structured, but you need to stay structured. And like the biggest thing for me is you have to wake up at like when you have kids, like I always understood, like I was like, people are nuts waking up like 4:35 in the morning. But like now with kids, I'm like, that is my time. Like I can get so much done. If I get that 3-4 hours of work done before they get up. And then I can sit there and enjoy breakfast with them when they get right. There. I know I got like all this off my plate and I did this, and then enjoy time at the end of the day. So it's just like really like just like that structure and organization again, like it comes more into effect and there's a big impact when you have kids. Otherwise, you're always going to be stressed and thinking about other things when you're hanging out with them and not enjoying that time when you're with them. So that again, the organization structure is just so huge at that point.
So true. Yep. We got a couple minutes left. Where can people find more information about what you have going on? Whether, you know, if they're real estate investors, checking out your lead program, kind of give us the best places to hit you up.
Yeah. The number one thing right now is it's just motivated-leads.com. That's kind of like the number one, business, the number one thing we're growing right now. And where I'm going to be for probably the next 10, 15 years, like that's my one. And you can find me on LinkedIn too. Just search my name, Chad Keller. I'm pretty available on there. And always happy to connect, always happy to give advice and anything.
Super cool. And one last thing, what's something you're like, oh man, I was hoping Josh was going to ask me this, but he didn't. I just want to let everybody know.
Man, you covered a lot. One thing that I wish you asked, but I didn't. I don't know, man. Like, we covered structures, routines, all that. And I think you covered it all. I mean, I think you got it all.
Cool,
there's
cool.
Nothing that you left off the table here.
Not a problem, man. Well, Chad, just an honor to have you on the show today. Really digging in and, you know, sharing some insights that have helped you over the years and things like that. Guys, I hope you guys were taking notes. Listen to what Chad was saying today. Go back, you know, listen, replay this, watch it, listen to it again. You know, hear what he was talking about, structure and journaling and getting that information, you know, down in an organized format to help you be better, you know, with what you're doing, whether it's your business, whether it's your personal life. And if you have kids, being able to make sure you have that time set aside with them and connect with them, and then focusing on the early morning hours to really get a jump start on your day. So listen, take those notes, and then start applying those into what you're doing today. So Chad, thank you for coming on Making Bank again.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot, man. I really do. Thank you for having me.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.